truth is an interesting thing, and it has to be defined also. And people say truth is relative, not because truth changes, but because their perception of truth changes. Say, for instance, they say, well, the Old Testament presented an angry God, and Jesus came and presented a loving God, so the truth changed. Well, whatever the truth was didn't change. It's just the fact that the perception of God changed from the Old Testament times to the New Testament times. But whatever God is, is. God himself is, of course, evolving as we evolve, because it says we are in the image of God. If we are in the image of God, and therefore if we want to understand God, we have to understand ourselves. Because if we are in the image of God, then to understand God, we have to understand us. And we say, well, if God is God, then there shouldn't be suffering. Well, we are in the image of God, and there's suffering in the world because it's allowed by us and it's created by us. We are in his image, so we're doing the type of things that an extension of God would do because we are in his image. It's interesting to think about it that way. It's totally upside down from the way a lot of people do. Now, another thing that's interesting, that people have an odd idea about, is that they say everything happens for a purpose. There are no coincidences. We hear this a lot, now, especially in the New Age community, but also a lot of born-againers use it, a lot of believers in God use it. The fact that they think that everything that happens, happens for a reason. Is this true or not? Is the way people look at it, what do you think?
I'm not really into the idea that everything happens for a reason or there's a purpose behind everything, but I do think it's advantageous to believe that you can find a purpose in anything that happens. You know, so somebody could go through abuse or some serious situation or whatever. We can always learn or gain something from just about anything. So I think we can find a purpose in things, and it's advantageous to do so. But I think it's kind of illusionary to just assume that everything was either sort of planned out or that there was some sort of complete road work planned out before we got here, and that we would have all of these certain experiences and it would all be, you know, it was all set.
About coincidences, they say, a lot of people say there are no coincidences. Are there true coincidences?
That's the whole point of Celestine prophecy. That was his one point that he made.
Yeah, he said there's no coincidences. He says we need to look for all the coincidences that happen in our life because everything means something. Okay, does this mean if you take a handful of sand and you throw it on a sidewalk, that each particle of sand had some purpose in landing exactly where it did? Each one of those particles. Okay? Yeah.
I think some of it comes back to cause and effect. There's an initiating cause and there's an effect. And we might not know what the cause is, and we experience the effect. So there is could be meaning in that as well. Also, if one identifies oneself as a soul, maybe your personality is not conscious of that as the initiating cause, but yeah, something, a lot of things do happen because there was an unknown initiating cause, but it's still there.
So in other words, there are certain things that aren't coincidences. I'll give you an example of my life. When I was on my mission, or just before my mission, I was ice skating and had an accident, hit my head on the ice real hard, I never did go to a doctor, but I looked in the mirror and my pupils were different sizes, and somebody told me that your pupils were different sizes. That's not good. And I felt like I had a little bit of brain fog. And anyway, on my mission, I I was we were walking around this trailer home and the side of it, and this window was open, and I hit my head on this window so hard it shook the whole mobile home, and I was, you know, kind of dizzy. And then one day my companion was teaching his part of the lesson, and I was just sitting in the chair, and all of a sudden I felt some fingers on my head, and I felt like there were like two or three people beside me, and I felt these fingers on my head, and they were going like this, you know, just touching their fingertips. And then it's like they made a decision on something, and I had a feeling like I was just supposed to sit perfectly still, and I didn't know what was going on, so I sat perfectly still. And then I felt like a laser beam of some kind just penetrated my skull, and it was doing something to my brain. And I could feel it working a certain area inside of my brain, and it felt quite pleasant, just a tingly feeling. It didn't hurt or anything. And I sat there for about 20 minutes while they did this. And then after about 20 minutes, they left. And my mental clarity felt a lot better after that happened. And then after my mission, I was driving to college. I was going to college at University of Idaho. And they showed up again while I was in the car. And told I got the impression, sit as still as you can while you're driving. You know, we'll take care of this. And the same thing happened again, and I felt that laser beam enter my head. And just as I was going to college to begin my studies, and my it didn't cause me to get all A's, but it did. It did. My brain felt normal again after those two treatments, whatever it was. So there was some purpose there, you know. But there's a lot of other things. There's times that I've like hit my head or had accidents that didn't seem to have any purpose related to the at all. But if a person sees a grand purpose behind every single thing that happens, then it's like he has no control. He has to wait for events to tell him what to do. And I know a lot of people like this, that they look for signs in every single thing, and they don't move unless they see some sign, because the events tell them what to do, because they all mean something. But there's a lot of events that happen that are pretty meaningless. And when you realize this, then you take charge of your life. But every once in a while, there's something significant. There are signs given to you now and then. It says, you aren't supposed to believe because of signs, but signs will follow those that believe. And so sometimes you will be given signs. And I've been given a number of signs in my life, but most of the things happen in my life are really inconsequential. They don't guide me anywhere. But oftentimes also, I have found that what appears to be a sign is really pushing me the wrong direction. And I find this oftentimes, that when you're on the verge of doing something that will change your life for the better, it seems that every sign that materializes will push you back. It's like that friend I told you about. We got one Mormon interested in what we were doing, and then he goes to church, and he has this voice inside his head, this is Zion. Oh, it's a sign. I got to go back to church. You know. But so there are signs, but signs are more for confirmation. But the thing is that you will often get signs pushing you the wrong direction. And so you need to fall back on the second key of judgment, as given in the book, The Lost Key of the Buddha. Because without that, you're going to be misled. In the scriptures, Jesus said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh for a sign. And so what he was saying is that if we seek for a sign is an outward occurrence. And what is adultery? It's where you betray your true spouse. And who is your spiritual true spouse? It's God. And if you follow or dependent on signs without, then what do you ignore? What do you betray? The God within. Okay? So you're committing adultery against the God within if we are follow as our prime source of guidance signs without. And I have found almost every time that I'm on the verge of doing something good, I have every sign you can imagine telling me to go the other way. And when I have a bunch of signs telling me to go a certain direction, I usually go the opposite direction. And it usually works out great. And then I meet somebody else who says, oh man, all these signs tell me I'm supposed to do this. And then they do it, and it never works out for them. I usually tell them, well, that's because you've followed the outward signs rather than the inward signs. You need to follow the inward guidance trumps the outward every time.